Hey, everybody. It's been a long time, hasn't it? Since when? Since when? Since what? Since I've been up here speaking solely. Oh, yeah, I guess so. We haven't really noticed. We've enjoyed everybody else and been counting our blessings that you aren't the one up here speaking. Can I tell you that every time I get up here to speak, I lose sleep all night long? Can I tell you that? You guys care? You don't. You guys see this 2013 back here? I got to wear my hipster glasses. I'm sorry. Thanks, Christine, for laughing. Kanan is kind of my mirror image over here. But I'm going to do a lot of reading to you guys this morning. Is that okay? Can I read? You guys know what these are? Flashcards? I won't be flashing anybody today, I promise. Last year, at this time, the very first of the year, at Whitewater, Chad Hallback. Do you guys remember Chad? Chad was our lead pastor. He's the guy that helped found this church 4 years ago. I got to help in that. He asked you guys to write down one personal goal and one spiritual goal for 2012. Do you remember that? How many were here last year at this time? Okay. Can I read these out loud? There's 45 of them. There's 45 of them. Is that okay? Can you guys sit through that? You can? Okay. Can I read these? Let me read these. The dream. I dream to get out of foster care and get out of an abusive situation with my mom and go back to the ranch. I also want to be less selfish and give back. My wish for the coming year to overcome the despair of divorce and to be an encouragement to family and friends and people around me through all circumstances, to live with joy. My spiritual goal for the coming year is to draw closer to Christ by studying, and spending time in his word, and to cultivate a servant's heart, to pursue obedience, and to overcome/die to my selfish desires. My dream is not to feel the fear when asked the question asked today. Spiritual goal is to become more fully devoted follower of Christ by letting go of the illusion of control in my life and where my life is going. Really let Christ guide my life. My dream for 2012 is to bring my father, who is an atheist, 2 steps closer to God. My dream for the church is to share the gospel with as many people as possible and to continue to foster a community of Christianity. This one says, I would be honored to reach the one percenters with the word of God and to bring them to the light. My dream for Whitewater is to help build a solid foundation so the church stays strong for the lost to see the army of God. This one simply says, to get 2 steps closer. Here's a dream for Whitewater. It says, to see the church grow even bigger. And my self dream is to grow 2 steps closer to God by getting rebaptized in the Christian church and to follow Jesus' steps. A spiritual dream for Whitewater Christian Church is that Whitewater would fully support our 2 pastors' salaries and that the church would unite other churches in our town, that we would baptize 20 people this year. Personal dream is to develop a relationship with someone I can discuss the deeper things of God with, the meat, not milk, to overcome the despair of divorce and to be an encouragement to the people around me to live with joy, be more like Jesus, do 2 steps closer, find a good church in the city that we are moving to. My dream for myself over the next year is to develop a relationship with someone who I can share and cultivate more my passion for God's word, someone with whom I can just sit and listen and discuss it with. The deeper things of God, here again, meat, not milk. My dream for our church is to become one body more with the body of churches in Laramie. Here's a tough one. My goal is to pray for more understanding about death. Thank God he shows me a small part of death at a time. I'm having a hard time reading this one. But it also goes on to say 2 steps closer to God. 2012 dream is to see 100 people attend Celebrate Recovery meeting. Do you guys know what Celebrate Recovery is? You guys know that happens here on Friday nights? CR is a program that deals with hurts, habits, and hang-ups, right? Or hurts, hang-ups, and habits. I don't know the exact way they go. But all of those H's are in there, all right? To see 100 people attend and celebrate a Celebrate Recovery meeting. The spiritual goal is to begin playing on the band on the Sunday mornings again. Our goals are to take two steps closer daily, closer to God, be more like Jesus, find a new church in the city we move to. For the church goals, for financial support for both our pastors and staff members, for leading many, many more to Christ and leading them into baptism and to continue taking two steps closer to God. Here's another one that says the church would baptize 20 people this year. My dream for 2012, be more compassionate to others, be able to support myself, to serve God 100% to 1,000%, to help my sons get closer to God, help them in all areas of life, put their trust in God, be supportive to my boyfriend and his boys. Me, my personal goal is bring the family closer to God and be nice to others despite their evils. That's a good one, isn't it? The church to grow is the goal for Whitewater. 2012, goal for fathers to further God's kingdom through relationships and less self-protective and stingy, motivated by love, not fear. Here's another one. Attend CR. Try to let go of past hurts and move on. Write more. Spend more quality time with family. Read Bible or other inspirational materials. Read through the Bible with the anticipation of learning new things about the heart of God. Help my son memorize 6 Bible verses. Meet my baby sister and overcome my fear of interacting with my dad. Sorry, guys. Man up. Boom. There it is. Dream big. Sorry, Larry and Rich. Be a light to all that I meet. Encourage this next generation. And that the wind in Laramie would be strong, rushing wind. I don't think we have a problem with that one. I think they're talking about the Spirit of God, though. Spiritual goals. To follow, fellowship, volunteer time, and pray. This one actually is a dreamer. I love this. Save for grad school. Get into a good career and invest in a condo. This is a goal. 2012 goals, to share the love of Christ with people that I know in different ways. I'm still not manning up. 2, stable future in Jesus Christ. Goal, hope, be a spiritual leader in my family. Step up and help them through anything and help them have a better relationship with God. The spiritual happening, feel like God has spoke to me, that I really feel life like he's talking directly to me. Thanks for being such great leaders and friends. Chad and Adam, I'd like to be more like you guys. That scares me. Spiritual goal, to spend at least 15 minutes with God each day and actually connect with him. 2012 dream, to get out of my comfortable box and ever suffer for Jesus. This one says to pray regularly with my wife. Another one says, to find the next person in my circle of influence to share Christ with. To not worry so much. To trust God because he wants what is best for me. He has proven this over and over. This one says, to be open and trusting personally and spiritually. To read the Bible more often. To study. To know God. No doubt. No doubt. My dream for 2012 is that Whitewater can afford to support my dear families, the Hallbacks and the Coops. My spiritual goal is to pray. I don't think I hear God because I don't talk to him. To become an active part in a community of God, to be God's hands and feet. This is another great goal. Go skydiving! Exclamation point. Play the piano again, excuse me, not organ. I don't know what that's all about. To write a song, to write a worship song. Dream for 2012 that I would return to being a man that seeks to glorify God in all he does. That I would return with an unashamed heart that wants to be known as a man after your own heart before anything else. spiritual happening for 2012, that my relationship with Jesus would become more intimate and less businesslike. Amen. That 2012 would be a breakthrough year for my family in the area of relationship, spiritual growth, and commitment to service the Lord with all our heart, to serve the Lord with all our heart, soul, and strength. Spiritual happening in 2012, that I would not hide or bury my talent given to me, but invest and allow God to multiply it to His glory. Establish who I am in the body of Christ, what my part is, and lead me into the glorious place in Him where I put aside my self-doubt, fears, and trust Him completely. One dream for 2012. Personally, I pray that we would be able to add another healthy member to our family. That for the church, I pray that as a body, we would increase in numbers, relationship with you, and obedience to your tithe. One spiritual happening, that I would prioritize my life in order to give you the time, relationship, and place you deserve. My desire for 2012 is that Whitewater would be a safe place in the storm of life, to be there for others, to be the hand for the fallen. My dream is to be a man after God's heart, the husband that God wants me to be, the father that God wants me to be, the grandfather that God wants me to be, the friend to put you first in my life, my friends, family, and God. Dream that CR can truly turn Laramie around by showing those with addictions, hurts, and habits and hang-ups that the higher power is God and the only God, that those involved will be welcome and find a family here at Whitewater Christian Church. Laramie would feel God's presence through these people involved in CR. And the personal prayer is, I pray God shakes up my spirituality by taking away my fears, worries, issues of control, anger, so that I can truly show grace, the very grace He gives me to others. I can become a softer, loving member of His family. I pray the same for my family. This one says, dream that this would be the best year of marriage ever. That I would become a great leader of Christ's disciples. This one simply says, I want to love God more than I did in 2011. That's awesome. Personal goal. It says, take better care of my body. Spend less time wrapped up with myself. Help others. Learn to be more compassionate to self and others. Manage my finances so that I can give and not need constant bailouts. Goal for Whitewater is we're all involved with helping each other. We know each other's names. We reach out to each other both in the congregation and in the Laramie. And we are known as a compassionate, caring church, Jesus being the center. This one says, I've prayed for three things lately: wisdom, the ability to hear God, and strength. This one says, for friends and family to recover from addictions and to carry God with us, to help our friends and family to believe in God and embrace the great gift that God gave us, life, to spread the word of God. Spiritual goal, to get back to reading the Bible as much as I used to. Before my babies were born, I read the Bible every morning and truly spent time with God. And since they've been born, I take time to read with them, but not by myself. So that's my dream for me spiritually. The dream here is to move my family to where my husband feels like God wants us to be, and to be a house on the hill, a light on the hill where God moves us. I also want my mouth and my emotions to not be a bad thing. I tend to use my mouth for cursing, which my daughter has picked up on, and my emotions for anger. I don't want to do that anymore, especially where my husband is concerned. I get angry with him easily. So yeah, that's my prayers and my dream. Please join me in praying for that. Thanks. The dream for Whitewater here is for everyone to return to their first love, especially with the Celebrate Recovery Program, Revelations 2, 4, and 5. Whitewater, I want the community center and coffee shop thing to happen. I would love to come and have coffee and I have before, but I want it regular hours so I know when the doors will not be locked when I come. Personally, I want to make it through 3/4 of the way through the Bible this year. I start over every January and make it a little bit further each year. Read, read, read. Learn as I go. This one says, to identify people God has put before me, then to take the time to act upon what God wants me to say to them or do for them. No fear. This one says, disciple 1 to 2 women get my kids closer to God, be a part of a home-based Bible study. This one just simply says, be the church always. This one says, my goal is to get my financial house in order and start tithing. Last one, 1 Peter 3:15, that in my heart I will in ever increasing measure set apart Christ as Lord. John 3:30, that in my witness to lost people I will disappear so that all they see is Jesus, his kingdom come, his will be done. Did that bore you guys to death? Did I lose any of you? These have been prayed over since you guys wrote them the first day of January last year. Those continue to be prayed over until today. Those continue to be read so I knew where your guys' hearts were, where your guys' goals are, where your guys live. Did you guys catch common themes through any of this? Through 2012, there's a common theme. And it's a theme that we've been talking about, and it's that restoration that God is restoring. I don't need to wear these anymore. You guys are all blurry as I'm walking around. That God is restoring us back to himself. We've been talking about that, haven't we? Matt, you better say amen, because I think those are your exact words. Amen. Didn't get a harumph out of that guy. Movie quote. And that is what these are a reflection of. Is God. We want that for ourselves. We desperately desire that for ourselves, our friends, our family. Did you guys catch another common thread being fear? To not be fearful? So how did we do this year, 2012? Personally, you guys, give me some feedback. How did we do? Those of you that wrote goals, talk to me. Yeah. Okay. He was saying CR has had probably about 100 different people that they've touched throughout this year. They just started this last year in 2012. That's awesome, right? And out of that program, I think 4 people had gotten baptized, is what Larry had said. Yeah. Anybody else? Awesome. Managing her finances better so that she can give. That's awesome, guys. Who else? A hand. You guys don't have to raise your hand. We're not in school. Yeah, go for it. You guys hear that? The church is being the church. Church? Everybody in the church? You guys don't listen to 96.7? Whatever. So these dreams, these goals, they are becoming reality in 2012, right? But that's not what this thing says. This says 2013, right? Can I tell you, as even though we wrote these things down, and some of these were hard things, To see my father, who is an atheist, just come 2 steps closer. Not know who Christ is, but come 2 steps closer to knowing who Christ is. Do you think that's an easy task? Mm-mm. Financial house in order. Do you think those are easy tasks? No. To love more. Easy task? 2012 was filled with people crying out for restoration. People wanting to know God more. People not wanting to live in fear. And out of that, as a body, as a whole, what did we do? Can I tell you? We gave $25,000 away. That you guys have brought in, we tithe. We asked you guys for 10%. As a church, we tithe 20%. You guys know that? No? We give away 20% of everything that comes in the door. We gave away $8,000 to a church plant that's going to happen in Sheridan, Wyoming. Do you know what a church plant is? That's what we are 4 years ago. Do you guys know that? Sheridan is going to do what we did here. People are going to come to know Christ in Sheridan, Wyoming. We helped out with that. CR program started, 2012. That's awesome. I talked about it. CR is like a 12-step program. But it's not a program. It's not a 12-step program. But it introduces people to Christ and lets people get rid of their hurts, habits, and hang-ups and help with those through the power of Jesus Christ, right? The only way. We have continued to build and make things better here, to make it more suitable here. You guys froze your butts off when you walked in and saw your breath when you walked inside the building, right? Slowly, we are making these things better, these changes better here, so we can do continued ministry. We have had shows in 2012, not necessarily Christian-based shows, punk rock, metal shows that majority of you probably don't come to. I do. That's up my alley. That's my thing. Corporately, people are coming to know Jesus here. 13 people came to know the Lord in 2012 through this ministry. Through you guys. That's the most important thing. Through this ministry. Clap, yeah, give it up. 13 people came to know the Lord through this ministry in 2012 because of you guys inviting, because of you guys saying this is something of worth. You guys need to come check this out. 4 of them were through the CR program. Are you guys seeing what we're doing corporately? Are you guys seeing what we're doing in spite of our cries for restoration? In spite of where we are at financially, personally, where we are at spiritually, personally, we are furthering the kingdom of God. Amen? So here's the deal. It's not 2012, I think. Help me out. No. This isn't a comedy hour this week. I'm sorry. I'm not as funny as I normally am because I'm really funny. Trust me. It's 2013. Do you guys have dreams? Do you guys have goals? Do you? There's going to be a number. It's going to be my cell phone number. For those of you that would love those prayed over for this year, again, we, the body, we're going to pray over these things together. So if you guys want to text those in, and for those of you without texting capabilities, there is a blank white spot on the back of your bulletin that if you have a pen or a pencil or anything, or if you need pencils, there's a box of pencils back here that we can pass out. If you guys would like to do this again, because know that these are being prayed over, know that these are being taken seriously, because we are a family, like I've said before. I'm the crazy uncle that no one talks about. We talk about you, don't worry. Yeah, I know. But we are one jacked up crazy family. And we want to pray with each other. We want to be in communion with each other. We want to know how to help each other. Amen? And that's the kind of stuff we've been doing in 2012 with discipleship. And that's the kind of stuff that's going to continue to spill over into 2013. You guys know what this is? It's a manila folder. Vanilla. This is a proposed budget for Whitewater Christian Church 2013. It got real quiet. This proposed budget is no longer proposed, it's a reality. And the reality is that there's a $45,000 deficit. And that doesn't scare me in the least. It almost did. When I first saw the numbers, I think I had a slight heart attack. But what this shows me is that God is saying, here's areas where this is a goal for 2013. What you need to understand is that in 2012, Chad and I raised funds. And the last... Ever since this ministry has started, we have raised funds for our own salary to be here on the ground so we would not be a financial burden to the ministry that's starting from a baby, right? So we have now come to 2013 where we said, God, we're letting go. We're letting go of all that. cut off all this financial support. We're going to make things happen, and we're going to trust you, and we're probably going to be curled up in the fetal position sometimes as we trust you, but we're going to trust and see what you do with this. So that's what 2013 brings. It brings a proposed budget that is now a reality with a $45,000 deficit. Do you guys want to hear what our actual budget is, our dream budget? Do you want to hear that goal? It would be an $80,000 deficit if we ran Whitewater like we see that we should. Do you guys like when we talk about money? I love it. That's a goal for 2013, okay? You guys know that? In this envelope, I also have some other dreamy type things. You guys like dreams? You like dreamy things? This building that we meet in is going up for sale. We're safe for 2 years with our lease agreement. But this building we meet in is going up for sale. I dream that this place, this entire building, would not only be Whitewater Christian Church, but would be a hub for the broken, a hub for the needy. And that's not just Whitewater Christian Church. That would include other agencies in town being out of this area. I dream that. Are you guys hearing it? We support Interfaith Good Samaritan. You guys have been bringing coats. Do you guys see that pile of stuff out there this morning? Yeah, you guys are probably looking under it for the cupcakes and things, but we moved them in here because it was warm. There was no cupcakes under there. But we support Interfaith Good Samaritan. We've given them money. We've given them clothing. We have donated canned food. We have given and given and given. I would love to see us in collaboration with some kind of agency like that out of this building so that people knew when they go to Fourth and Reynolds, help can be had. Is that awesome? Is that awesome to dream about? Is that awesome to think about? I see 20 people coming to know Christ, more than that, through the ministry of here, because you guys are living out faith in your area of influence, in your neighborhood. You guys are living out being just great neighbors to your people. I have a couple that we keep saying we need to go meet, and we have drug our feet, and we have still not met this couple that moved in months ago. I say that to my shame. I say that because that's an area that I need to work on. That's a goal for me. I need to get better at meeting my neighbors. But it's scary. If I showed up on your doorstep with a plate of cookies and said, I want to get to know you, how many of you would be welcoming me in or locking the screen door and backing up and then shutting the door, deadbolt, chain, whatever you got, home security system? Right? But I hear through the grapevine from another church that these people know them, and they said, have you met these people yet? Because they are on your block. They live on your street, and they're coming to our church. Have you met them? No. I need to work on that. That's a goal for my family. That's a goal for me. Do you guys have goals for 2013? Do you guys know everything that we've done in 2012 corporately has been awesome? I'm proud of you guys. You guys know that? You don't know that? Can I tell you that I'm proud of you guys? Do you guys know that I'm proud of you guys? I've watched us struggle. I've watched us struggle the past year. I've struggled the past year, and I'm going to man up. Boom. 2012, I did not anticipate a lot of things. We weathered a staff change that tanked me spiritually and emotionally. The happy-go-lucky big bearded guy that you see, what you don't see is in his home, he's laying on the floor. Unable to function. And his 5-foot 100-pound soaking wet wife is trying to lift him up and not understanding why her husband's that way. And I don't tell you this for pity. I tell you this because I know life is hard But in the midst of it, God is moving through you. In the midst of it, God is moving through me. And corporately together, we are moving and advancing the kingdom here on earth in a powerful way. And I'm excited about that, and I'm proud of you guys. Do you guys know that? So 2013 brings a lot of stuff, brings a lot of areas that we need to work on financially. And we'll probably talk more about these finances. No, we won't probably. We will. We will talk about more about these finances, but not today. We'll talk more about this dream for this building being used for kingdom purposes. We'll talk more about all this stuff. So what are your goals for 2013, guys? As we continue to conquer some of these things, we've already heard that some of these things have already come to fruition. Some of these things are already done. What are your goals for 2013? Individually. Think about them. Let me read. We are a church that uses the Bible. Is that okay? Less of my words. I want you guys to close your eyes. I want you guys to close your eyes as I read this. This is stuff that we aren't dealing with anything new under the sun. You guys know that? This is stuff that Paul dealt with the churches that birthed out of the explosion in Acts, out of all these conversions and all the churches that came out of these. This is stuff that the church has dealt with. I want to speak these into your lives. I want this to be a prayer for you, for me, for all of us here today. It starts like this. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience, and in them you also once walked when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, who is being renewed by true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free man, but Christ is all and in all. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on the heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, this big jacked up family, right? Bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Can I read that again? Pray this. This is stuff that we get done talking about on cards. This is stuff that the Colossians, the church in Colossae, dealt with. Do you guys know that? This stuff, same stuff that we deal with. Let's pray it again. Therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them you also once walked when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put your heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. You guys catching it? Are you guys catching it? Do you guys desire that? I'm blind again. Do you guys desire that? Do you guys desire that? So here's the deal. As we chase hard, as we chase two steps closer individually, what we do corporately is going to explode. What we do corporately is going to do great things. Do you know that? As our love for God grows, what happens out of here, the ministry that happens out of here, the potential of what we can do is going to grow. Do you know that? Are you excited about it? I'm proud of you guys. I'm stinking proud of you guys. Stinking? Can I use that word? I heard somebody go, stinking. ...2013 is going to be awesome. And I'm excited to be growing two steps closer with you guys as we continue on. Do you know that? You do know that now. I'm going to try to tell you more, if they let me speak again. They probably won't. But that's where we're headed, guys. Are you guys with us? Yeah? Some of you probably today... This is a rabbit trail, but it's a good rabbit trail. Probably some of you today need to start with Christ. Some of you today probably need to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Do you know that? Have you been fighting him on it? I'm not doing an altar call. But these are the places that we need to start. And if that's you, I encourage you to get with us. I encourage you to get with Matt. I encourage you to get with me. I encourage you to get with Larry, Rich, Lauren. You can pick him out. He's got a purple sweater on. Everybody's looking now. He's got, excuse me, sweatshirt. Thank you, Rich. But if you guys have questions about that, get with us. And if you guys continue this week, you got my number right there. Now, I don't want you sending me hate mail. But if you guys have goals that you want prayed over, please text them in. Or if you guys have written down on a piece of paper, drop them in the offering boxes and baskets, and we will get those, and we, as your leaders, will pray over them and labor over them with you, alongside of you. You got it? Deal? 2013, you excited? Awesome. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for all that you are, God, and all that you want to do in us and through us. God, your ways are higher than our ways. And Father, as I explained before, as I lay it on the floor in 2012, unable to function, tanked spiritually and emotionally, God, we know that some things are like that are going to arise. We know that you that you have different plans for us, God, than we know, than sometimes we have for ourselves. And so, Father, I pray for every single one of our hearts this morning that you put us in a place, God, that we are able to be as obedient as we possibly can be to your word, that we hear from you, to your calling, God, to where you're directing us. God, because that is the most important thing. So, Father, make us obedient. God, make us a Colossians 3 people. Father, you are good and your love endures forever, and we thank you. We thank you for loving us, God, even when we're unlovable. It's your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen.